USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Trump campaign has been pushing back against former Vice President Joe Biden's claim of victory in the 2020 presidential election, alleging widespread voter fraud in some battleground states and filing multiple legal challenges. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham said the president has no reason to concede. He told Fox News that there are multiple reasons in his eyes that President Trump will eventually be proven the winner of the election.
If Republicans don't challenge and change the U.S. election system, there'll never be another Republican president elected again. President Trump should not concede. We're down to less of 10,000 votes in Georgia. He's going to win North Carolina. We've gone from 93,000 votes to less than 20,000 votes in Arizona, where more votes to be counted. There are allegations of system failure, fraud.
This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable, and just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
A pair of runoff elections in Georgia could change the makeup of the Senate, and both parties are preparing for a big campaign. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Republicans and Democrats preparing for Georgia's Senate runoff election set to take place in early January. Democrats, including Senate Minority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, say winning both of these seats would be huge.
Now we say Georgia, then we change America.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz taking a different tone.
If you don't want to go over the edge to the socialist abyss, Georgia is the big enchilada. I'm going to be there, and everyone who wants to see some semblance of calm and reason and sanity, Georgia's the battle where that's going to be determined.
In those runoffs, Democrat John Ossoff challenges incumbent Republican Senator David Perdue, and Democrat Raphael Warnock and Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler face off to fill the unexpired term of former Senator Johnny Isaacson. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
A longtime Vegas entertainer has passed away. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has more.
A child learns from his mother. They hang out with their mother. They spend time with their mother. They fool around with their mothers. They will resorb everything the mother does. They will retain all that knowledge from the mother. It's instinctive. They inherit it in their chromosomes.
The deadpan mangler of the English language who thrived in the 60s, 70s, and 80s as a TV nightclub and casino comic, Norm Crosby, has passed away at the age of 93. Crosby's daughter-in-law, Maggie Crosby, told the New York Times the comic died Saturday of heart failure in Los Angeles. In a 1989 interview, Crosby said, "I was looking around for fresh ideas. I kept hearing people misuse words, so I started to do it in my act." Norm Crosby, dead at 93. I'm Wyatt Cox.
After a week where the U.S. set multiple records for new coronavirus cases, health officials in many states are scrambling to find ways to slow the spread of the virus and take pressure off their strained healthcare systems. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is predicting a jump in COVID-related hospitalizations coming this week. He tells CBS's Face the Nation that even with that, another lockdown probably isn't the answer.
We've been sort of arguing politically over what I think is a false dichotomy of straw man, that it's really a choice between lockdowns and no lockdowns. And that's not the case. We don't need to shut down the country, close businesses, tell people they need to stay at home to get some measure of control over this virus.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.